Hey guys, what's up? It's Ty Shannon. Welcome back to the History House, sponsored by Geico. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Today we'll be discussing the Fourth Crusade. Well, Ty, what is the Fourth Crusade? The Fourth Crusade was an armed expedition called by Pope Innocent III. This expedition was meant to recapture Jerusalem, which was mainly controlled by Muslims. But that didn't happen. Too many economical and political events got in the way, but we'll talk more about that later. The Fourth Crusade existed from 1202 to 1204 and was located on the Balkans Peninsula in Southeast Europe. The main practice of religion was Christianity, and the common language spoken was Latin. Alright, let's get back to why the Fourth Crusade didn't recapture Jerusalem. The Fourth Crusade's main intention was to conquer the strongest Muslim nation of that time, which was the Egyptian Ayyubid Sultanate. However, there was a sequence of political and economical events that peaked in the Crusader army and resulted in the sacking of Constantinople. But before the sacking of Constantinople, the Crusaders sacked Zara in late 1202. In January of 1203, during the route to Jerusalem, the Crusader leadership agreed with Alexios Angelos, the Prince of Byzantine, to divert the Crusade to Constantinople and restore Angelos' deposed father as emperor. The purpose of that was for the Crusaders to then continue to Jerusalem with promised Byzantine financial and military aid. In June of 1203, a bulk of the Crusaders reached Constantinople, while smaller groups continued to Acre. In August, Alexios Angelos was crowned co-emperor, but in January of 1204, he was removed. The Crusaders no longer received their promised payments from Alexios. On February 8th, Alexios was murdered, and the Crusaders decided to conquest the city. In April of 1204, they captured and plundered the city's wealth. Only a few of the Crusaders continued to the Holy Land afterwards. The conquest of Constantinople was followed by the dividing of the empire into three states. The Crusaders then founded several Crusader states in former Byzantine territory. The presence of Crusader states almost instantly led to war with the Bulgarian Empire and the Byzantine successor states. The Fourth Crusade is considered to be one of the most important acts that solidified the schism between the Greek and Latin Christian churches and dealt an unchangeable blow to the already weakened Byzantine Empire, paving the way for Muslim conquest in the upcoming centuries. Alright guys, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me in the History House, and we'll be back for more next week.